This is Dr. Minhas. I'm going to dictate the neurology consultation on a patient named Joanne Peguero, J-U-A-N-P-E-G-U-E-R-O, date of birth 04-20-1993, date of appointment 12-22-2025, requesting physician Diana Hennessy, D-I-A, N-N-A-H-E-N-N-E-S-S-Y-N-P. Dear Diana Hennessy, I have the pleasure of seeing Joanne Peguero today in my office. I appreciate you involving me in his care. As you know, he's 32-year-old man who has a history of seizure for the last about 2 years. First seizure was when he was in the jail. As per the patient, he had total of 5 to 6 seizures. Last one was in his dad's apartment. Before seizure, he started stuttering with loss of consciousness for about 5 to 6 minutes, jerky movement of the body, foaming from the mouth, eyes rolled back, with tongue biting, no incontinence, postictal confusion present. He went to the LS hospital 2 times, E-L-L-I-S. He was started Keppra 750 milligram 2 times daily. His last seizure was 6 months ago. His MRI of the brain done on 11-19-2023 shows few non-specific small foci of T2 signal abnormalities scattered in the supratentorial white matter. EEG done on 11-22-2023 shows excessive artifact but it did not show any interictal abnormality. Past medical history, drug-induced constipation, schizoaffective disorder, opioid use disorder, on maintenance therapy, anxiety, schizophrenia, chronic, urinary hesitancy, unspecified psychosis, skin irritation, opioid dependence, seizure disorder, history of Bell's palsy, past surgical history, ear surgery, cholecystectomy, allergy, seafood allergy, medication, gabapentin 600 milligram 3 times daily, hydroxyzine 50 milligram 3 times daily, levetiracetam 750 milligram. Two times daily. Linaclotide, melatonin 12 milligram at night. Polyethylene glycol, Meralex. Risperidone 3 milligram 2 times daily, Sanocide, Docosid, Sodium, Trazodone 200 milligram daily, social history, does not smoke cigarette, does not drink alcohol, he used to use heroin, he single, lives alone, have 3 children, family history, mother deceased with seizure, father alive with cancer of the prostate, one sister, three brother alive and healthy. Review of the system. I personally review the general skin, metabolic, endocrine, eyes, ear, nose, throat, pulmonary, cardiovascular, gastrointestinal, neurologic, psychiatric, and musculoskeletal system. I found out that he is having headache, lightheadedness, confusion, convulsion, memory loss, numbness, tingling, weakness, trouble walking, depression, anxiety, joint pain, joint stiffness, muscle pain, back pain. Physical examination, blood pressure 120 over 80, heart rate 72, respiratory rate 16, lungs clear to auscultation, heart S1, S2, regular in rate and rhythm, abdomen soft, bowels on present, neck supple, there is no carotid bruit, there is no jaundice, sinuses and edema. Neurological examination, patient is alert, awake, oriented, time 3, speech, no aphasia, no dysarthria, pupils are equally reacting to light and accommodation, extraocular movement intact, there is no facial asymmetry, tongue is in the midline, shoulder shrug normal, hearing is good on both sides, finger to nose, no dysmetria, there is no pronator drift, there is no rigidity, no tremor, motor system examination, strength 5/5. Deep tender reflexes 2 or 4, plantar responses are flexor, sensory system examination revealed presence of pinprick and vibratory sensation in both hands and feet. Assessment and plan, 32-year-old right-handed Caucasian man whose history and examination is suggestive of following neurological problem. Number 1, epilepsy. Number 2, anxiety. Number 3, schizophrenia. Number 4, psychosis. Number 5, history of drug abuse. Number 6, rule out peripheral neuropathy. Number 7, rule out carpal tunnel syndrome. Next paragraph. At this time, I would like to continue the Keppra 750 mg 2 times daily. I would like to order MRI of the brain and EEG. He might need EMG of the upper and lower extremities and blood test. I would like to see him back in my office in 1 month. Thank you again for asking me to see this patient.
St. Mary's, may I help you? Hello, St. Mary's.